We're going to take some time now to reflect upon the fires, our response to them, and to pray. To think about the impact that the fires have had upon you personally, upon the wider community of Victoria and Australia. Think of the images that we have seen in newspapers and on television of fire, of a blackened landscape, of destroyed communities. Think of the people involved, people in grief and shock, of the stories that you have heard of selfless service, of heroism. How do we respond? We need to respond in tangible forms, and we can give money, we can donate blood. We need to attend to the physical needs of people in the short and the long term. We need to be mindful of people's emotional needs, of listening to people's stories, even when we're over it, and to look for opportunities to be able to speak God's wisdom and hope into this context, and to be mindful of the spiritual needs of people. And one of the ways that we can respond is a really effective way is to pray. Going to lead us through some prayers shaped from Psalm 90. At the end of each section, I will read a verse from the psalm and invite you to repeat it. It will come up on the screen. Lord, today we pray for the thousands of people, families and communities as they mourn the death of family and friends and grieve the destruction of their homes and their livelihoods. Jesus, you know humanity's pain and sorrow because you have gone to the places where we are in deepest pain, and you have taken the grief and sorrow of the world on yourself when you died on the cross. We hear you say to devastated Victorians, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." Lord, you are our dwelling place. Lord, you are our dwelling place. Over 200 people have died in these fires. God, we know you care because each person is made in your image and each is deeply loved by you. Each life is a gift from you. As the survivors of these fires wonder why they were spared, Lord, help them to value your gift of life and to acknowledge you as their creator. Teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. Teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. This beautiful creation is yours. You made it and have given it to us to care for. As we gaze at the scarred landscape and see the bush reduced to ash, remind us as a nation that you are the creator of this land and that it belongs to you. You brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. You brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Lord, we thank you for the signs of your grace at work through the selfless service of hundreds of people and the generous gifts from the wider community. Lord, today we pray for the firefighters, for police, medical teams, volunteer relief workers, chaplains, government personnel. Give them strength and courage as they continue to work and serve. Establish the work of our hands. Establish the work of our hands. As communities begin the process of sifting through the rubble and thinking about the future, Lord, we pray that you will give the victims of these fires a firm trust in your goodness. Jesus, your resurrection testifies that you are making a new creation where there will be no pain or destruction. Lord, help people to find their hope in you and in your new resurrection life. Satisfy us with your unfailing love that we may be glad. Satisfy us with your unfailing love that we may be glad. I invite you to say this prayer together. O God, you know of what we are made. You remember that we are but dust. Look now on our fragility and hear the cries of a scorched and wounded land. To those whose pain and grief are beyond our imagining, give unimagined comfort. To those whose lives and dreams have turned to ashes, give the hope of new beginnings. To those whose weariness is deeper than their bones, give new resolve and strength. To those who offer you the ocean of compassion, give new depths of love. O God, hear the groaning of your creation and come renew the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 46 reminds us that God is our strength and refuge, a very present help in trouble.